在很多的时候，我们不愿意做决定。
So often we are afraid to make, we're afraid to make decisions.
啊，真的有时候要做决定很困难。
And decision making is a difficult thing.
啊，但是我们选择不做决定，其实这就是一种决定。
And if we choose not to make any make a decision, that is also a decision.
啊，为什么做决定这么困难
？How come making a decision is so difficult?
啊，因为我们很怕做了错误的决定。
Because we are afraid of making mistakes.
啊，所以做决定也是一种属灵的征战。
And often, decision making can become a spiritual battle.
啊，这个错误的决定啊，小会影响到我们的生活。
Because if it's a small decision, and it may affect our lives.
那严重一点啊，会损害我们的信仰，损害我们的灵命。
And if it's a big decision, it may destroy.Or affect our spirituality or faith.
那我们从亚伯拉罕他啊做个例子。
And let's draw an example from Abraham's life.
啊，他至少曾经有三次错误的决定。
Abraham made at least three wrong decisions in his life.
啊，让啊他的生活以及他周遭的人的生活都受到影响，受到伤害。
And those three decisions affected his own life and those around him negatively.
好，我们请看《创世纪》十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land.
在这里说亚伯拉罕他迁居到埃及。
Here talk about how Abraham moved to Egypt.
那原因啊是很明显的，就是因为在迦南地有这个饥荒。
And the reason was obvious because in the land of Canaan there was a famine.
那从表面上来看呢，啊这样的一个决定啊，哪里有粮食往哪里去啊，这并不是一个错误的决定。
Of course, on the surface level, wherever there's food, you should go to it. That's not a wrong decision.
但是问题是出在于说这个迦南地啊是神应许给他的地方。
However, land of Canaan was promised to Abraham.
啊，那既然这个跟神之间有一个约定
，and since there was a covenant between Abraham and God,
啊，所以啊，这个全能的神他应该是会负责一切。
So he should have the faith that to believe that God will be responsible for his livelihood.
所以要做这一件事情，从人来看啊，他是对的。
So from a human perspective, this is a right decision.
啊，但是亚伯拉罕如果能够先求问神的话，那应该是才是完美。
But if Abraham asked God before he did this, it would be more perfect.
啊，那我们为什么知道这个决定啊其实是错误的
？How come we know that this decision was incorrect?
啊，那就是从它的结果，我们来看到。这个决定并不好。
Because the end justify the means, we see bad results.
啊，第一个，他的太太撒来到了埃及之后的遭遇。
So from the Sarai's experience when she was in Egypt.
啊，你想想看，啊，一个当太太的啊，是被啊被带走。
She was taken away.
啊，那甚至呢是那种是要被强迫啊来当。别人的太太
，and she was almost forced to become someone else's wife.
啊，以一个这个力量单薄的女人啊，遭遇到这样的事情啊，那是多么的啊，心中充满着惶恐、害怕。
And to think about how she would feel in the situation.
啊，所以首先受到伤害的就是亚伯拉罕的太太。
So the first person who was hurt from this incident was Abraham's wife.
啊，那结果他们后来也从法老王的手中得到了很多的财富。
Even though they receive a lot of wealth from the hands of Pharaoh.
那这也包括了亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德啊，他也因此得到了财富。
And because of it, Lot also received a lot of wealth.
好，那我们也知道，因为这些财富啊，所以让这个罗德啊，他提早离开亚伯拉罕。
And because of this wealth, Lot left Abraham early.
那罗德提早离开亚伯拉罕， 到最后看来也不是一件好的事情。
And we see that Lot didn't have very good experiences in his life because of it.
啊，就是罗德离开亚伯拉罕并不是好事。
And Lot leaving Abraham was not a good thing.
在生活上啊，罗德他是可以独立。
And even though Lot was able to live by himself independently.
啊，但是就信仰的层面来看呢，罗德他实在是还没有办法独立。
But he was not mature in faith yet.
哦，一个还不能，一个还不成熟的人。那缺少栽培，那是危险的事情。
And if someone who is immature in faith and lacks nurturing, it's very dangerous.
哦，所以从法老得到财富啊，从人来看，好像也是一件好事。
So from a human perspective, receiving the wealth from Pharaoh may be a good thing.
啊，但是事实上却是带来以后生活当中很多的伤害。
However, it implant the seed of many bad things later on in life.
啊，甚至间接的罗德的信仰也得到伤害。
And consequently, it hurt Lot's faith as well.
那当然，亚伯拉罕自己的家庭后来惹来了一些的这个争啊，一些的这种争闹的事情，也是因为这个财富来引起的。
And there was a sense of disunity within Abraham's family because of the wealth. 啊，
我们请参考一下箴言第十章。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. Verse 22. The blessings of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
啊，这是非常宝贵的一个经节。
This is a precious verse.
啊，我们常常认为说有所获得啊，比如说得到财富啊，这个就是一种祝福。
We often see wealth as a blessing.
但是呢啊，我们有时候也要啊，从这个经节呢，我们来做一个啊，做一个评估。
But from this verse, we can judge some things.
啊，这里是说神是所赐给人的富足呢，不会加上忧啊，不会加上忧虑。
Here talk about the blessing from the Lord, He will add no sorrow to it.
哦，这个才是真正的祝福。
This is the true blessing.
啊，获得心中还是充满着平安跟喜乐。
So when you receive, yet you're still fulfilled in your heart.
啊，就是我们有所得，但是我们的信仰生活不受干扰，不受影响。
Even though we have material gains, our faith and our spirituality is not affected.
哦，我们之所以会失去平安喜乐，常常是我们的信仰已经遭受到伤害。
The reason we may lose the sense of peace, it may be that our faith had taken a hit.
哦，那我们的信仰为什么遭受到伤害呢？有时候是因为我们的所得，我们的财富。
And our faith may have taken a hit because we receive wealth.
哦，那真正从神来的祝福呢，它是不会加上忧虑的。
However, the blessing from the Lord will have no sorrow added with it.
那所以从亚伯拉罕的这一件事情呢，我们来得到一些教训。
And from Abraham's incident, let's learn a few lessons from it.
请看创世纪二十六章。
Look at Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章第二节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 2.
神向以撒显现说：“你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。”
Verse 2 says, "Lord appeared to him and said, 'Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you.'"
啊，这里也是有一次以撒他也想要下到埃及去。
So later on, when Isaac want to go to Egypt,
啊，神出面来阻止他。
God appeared in front of him and told him, "Don't go."
哦，所以从这里我们看到说，离开迦南地啊，这是一件大事情。
And from here we see that leaving the land of Canaan is something big.
哦，因为这一件事情，神会亲自出面来阻挡、来阻止。
And it's something that God will appear to him personally and stop.
哦，所以在我们生活当中啊，我们要去分辨，对神来讲，什么是大事情。
And in our lives, we must discern What are the big events?
哦，跟我们的灵命有关系的都是大事情。
And anything related with our spirituality are big events.
哦，因为今天我们照保罗所说的，我们都是主耶稣的宝血这个重价 所买来的。
Because just like what Paul says, we are bought at a heavy price.
哦，因为主耶稣在十字架的牺牲，所以我们才有今天的这个属灵的生命。
And because of God's sacrifice and His suffering on the cross, we're able to have this spirituality.
哦，所以跟信仰有关系的都是大事情。
And anything related with spirituality is something great.
哦，所以我们在做决定的时候，我们要考虑我们要做的事情对我们的信仰的影响跟冲击。
Whenever we make a decision, we must think how it will impact our faith and spirituality.
哦，这个常常就有关于我们的德或者失。
And it's related with the gains or loss in life.
哦，常常有关于我们离开哪里到哪里啊，去哪里。
And it often is related of where we go and where we go to.
哦，那在今天我们生活里头，我们之所以会离开一个地方到另外一个地方，啊，就会有几件事情跟这个有关。
And whenever we leave somewhere and go somewhere, it's many things are correlated with it.
啊，这跟我们的职业有关系。
It's related with our career.
啊，这跟我们的就学有关系。
And with our children's education.
哦，所以这些。我们要在做决定的时候，我们要考量一下对我们信仰的影响，对我们信仰的冲击。
And we must take in consideration of how it will impact our faith.
哦，那对我们整个生活里头的这种影响。
And our life overall.
啊，神要我们过着和睦的生活。
God wants us to live a peaceful and harmonious life.
啊，比如说在一个家庭里头。
For example, in a family.
啊，当然，一般来讲。这个主要的工作，主要的职业是这个先生的这一份工作。
Of course, the main income may come from the husband.
啊，但是一个结了婚的一个先生，他有太太，他有孩子。
And a married person have a wife and children.
哦，所以这个做先生的，他在考虑他的职业的时候，他就不能够只是为自己的理想。啊，或者抱负来考量。
So when husband's making a decision about his career choice, he cannot just think about his own ideals and his own likes.
哦，他变成是要以整个家庭来做考量。
He must take in consideration of the whole family.
啊，要整个家庭仍然是充满着平安跟喜乐。
It must be that the whole family is still filled with peace and joy.
哦，一个家庭能够有平安有喜乐，这绝对跟信仰有关系。
And the family having peace and joy, it is related with faith.
啊，当然，一个学生在考虑到哪里去念书，也是要这样来考虑。
And if a student is trying to decide where he or she is going for school,
我们请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you shall have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
这里说，在主耶稣说，在我里面有平安。
Jesus Christ said that in Him there is peace.
我们所要看重的是在主里头的平安。
What we should pursue is the peace within the Lord.
我们决定所要做的事情，是不是有这个主里头的平安？
Whatever decision we make, does it bring this kind of peace?
啊，如果我们所决定的事情让我们周遭的人觉得很忧虑，那个这个我们就要好好的去考虑，好好的去祷告。
If our decision worries those around us, we must think twice.
哦，因为我们看不到在主里头的平安。
If we cannot see the peace within the Lord.
哦，那对我们个人来讲，或许这会带给我们好像。一个暂时性的这种挫折感。
And to us, it may bring a temporary disencouragement.
因为没有照我的想要来实现。
Because things doesn't happen according to our plans.
因为我要考虑到我周遭的人。
Because I must take in consideration of those around me.
因为我要考虑到神，考虑到信仰。
And I must take in consideration of God and faith.
那就好像主耶稣所说的。你在这个世界上有苦难。
Just like what God says, you will have tribulation in this world.
哦，有时候不顺着我们的意思，这对我们来讲就是一种苦难，因为让我们心中觉得挫折，觉得难过。
Sometimes when things don't go according to plan, we feel its tribulation.
啊，但是主耶稣说，我们可以放心，他已经胜了这个世界。
And God told him, that God told us it's okay because He already overcome the world.
如果我们真的是考虑到我们大家的平安
if we think about the peace for everyone.
我们考虑到神的荣耀
if we think about the glory of God.
我们考虑到神的旨意
if we think about the will of God.
神一定让我们得胜的
And God will bring us to victory.
我们再参考启示录十二章
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章第六节
Revelation chapter 12, verse 6. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there on 1260 days.
14节
Verse 14. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the presence of the serpent.
这里告诉我们，在哪里有真的神的同在、神的保护呢？
So, according to these verses, where is the safe haven?
就是到旷野。
It's actually the wilderness.
这里在十四节说，这个旷野呢是自己的地方。
A wilderness is her own place.
那我们引用就借用一下自己的地方，这是一个很好的一个很好的用语。
And her, what does it mean by her place?
我们自己的地方。
Or our own place.
你想想看，什么是你自己的地方
？Think about it. What is your own place?
在你有时候在你眼前的感觉，你或许觉得这好像一个旷野。
And we may go out and see, oh, this is like a wilderness.
但是你知道吗？在这里却反而有神的带领，有神的同在跟保护。
However, do you know that in here you can have God's guidance and God's protection?
所以我们要转移一个地方，我们不要做了错误的决定。
And we must, when we move, we shall not make a wrong decision.
创世纪十二章第十节，中文翻译本里头有提到说，这个亚伯拉罕他只是暂时的到埃及去。
And verse 12, if you go back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, in a Chinese translation, it included, oh, Abraham was only temporarily going to Egypt.
因为在他的在他所他的知道他的他所知道的他还是认定的这个迦南地才是神要给他的
because he already saw land of Canaan as something promised by God
所以他只是因为现在饥荒我暂时的离开
and because of the famine he only temporarily leave that place
这个暂时常常对我们每一个人也是一个很大的试探
and the word temporary It may be a trial for us.
为什么亚伯拉罕他没有先求问神
？How come Abraham did not ask God first?
很有可能就是他认为我只是暂时的离开迦南地。
Because he may thought, oh, I'm just leaving here temporarily.
有很多的时候事情的发生就是在那暂时的时候里头来发生的。
However, many things happen in those temporary times.
所以。也让我们记得，暂时的，这常常是一个很大的试探。
Let us remember the word temporary can be a really big test.
有很多的事情我们可以用暂时的来做个借口。
And we can use it as an excuse.
那所以这个借口呢，常常就成为一个陷阱。
And this excuse may be a snare to us.
我们请再看回创世纪十二章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 12.
所以亚伯拉罕他真的就到了这个埃及地去。
So when Abraham arrived in Egypt,
接下来他做了一个很幼稚而自私的一个决定。
And he made a selfish and childish decision.
那这个决定是跟上一个决定是有连带的关系。
And this decision is correlated with the last decision.
在迦南地他应该已经熟悉那个地方，跟那个地方的人也熟悉了。
And in the land of Canaan, he was pretty familiar with the area and familiar with the people.
在迦南地，他已经有他在社会上的被人啊被人认识、尊敬的地位。
And he already had a certain status in the land of Canaan.
那这埃及地就又是一个新的地方。
However, in the land of Egypt, it's a totally new place.
到了埃及，他又是一个外来的人。
In Egypt, he's a foreigner.
在那个时代里头。这个少数的外来的人总是可能常常会是别人欺负的对象。
And minorities are often the target of oppression.
亚伯拉罕他想到的是保护自己。
So Abraham had a survival instinct to protect himself.
我们请看创世纪十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.Chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you, they will say, "This is his wife," and they will kill me, but they will let you live.
13节.
Verse 13. Please say that you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you.
来到一个新的地方，这个粮食的问题。是可以解决。
Coming to a new place, he can solve the problem with of food.
但是可以想亚伯拉罕他想象得到的是有一个更大的问题。
But Abraham foresaw a bigger problem.
就是他自己对他自己的生命是有威胁的。
And he saw his life as endangered.
所以他在这里就跟他的太太撒来说。在公众的面前，你要说你是我的妹妹。
Therefore, he told his wife, "Tell everyone that you're my sister."
这样子，别人就不会因为要抢走你而杀掉我。
In this way, the people there will not kill me because of you.
亚伯拉罕只是想到保护自己的生命。
All he cared about was his own skin.
无论撒来是他的妹妹，或者是他的太太。如果人家喜欢撒来的话，就是会把撒来给抢走。
And he did not think about whether or not Sarai was his sister or wife. People will take her if they desire her.
所以看起来亚伯拉罕他所想的并不是太太可能会被抢走。
And what he concerned was not about his wife's well-being.
他想到的是。我会不会被杀掉
？But whether or not he can live.
为什么我说他很幼稚呢
？Why is he so childish?
其实这样的事情在那一个时代里头，应该就是说在每个地方都会发生。
Even though this kind of event may happen everywhere in the world.
当他从他的故乡来到迦南地
，When he moved from his hometown to the land of Canaan.
在迦南地应该也同样有这样的顾虑在。
Well, he may have the same concern in the land of Canaan.
但是神保守他在迦南地并没有这样的事情发生。
But God bless him and it didn't happen in the land of Canaan.
但是现在他来到了埃及地。
When he come to the land of Egypt.
他就忘记了神在迦南地对他的保护。
He forgot how God protected him in the land of Canaan.
所以他就要想办法来保护自己。
And he thought of ways to protect himself.
那从人来看是一个很自私的一个办法。
And from a human perspective, it's actually pretty selfish.
果然照他所意料的，这个撒来就被带到法老王那里。
And just like he predicted that Sarai was taken to Pharaoh's house.
如果没有神的保守。他就失去了他的妻子。
If God didn't protect him, and his family, then he will lose his wife.
那所以我们可以想到几个教训。
And let us, try to learn something from this incident.
错误的道路这个问题跟错误就一直跟着来。
If we walk down the wrong path, the more trouble and tribulation will come along with it.
对亚伯拉罕来讲。到埃及，这就是错误的道路。
to Abraham, going to Egypt was the wrong path.
哦，所以他走在这一条道路上，他马上就想到一个对自己生命有威胁的一个问题。
And when he was walking on this path, he thought about something that would threaten his life.
哦，所以他继续再做一个错误。
And so he made another wrong decision to cover that up.
那所以我们在人生的道路上面，我们应该凡事专心的来依靠神。
So no matter what we do in life, we must focus our mind on following God.
请看以赛亚书二十六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
Isaiah 书二十六章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you.
这里说神，我们专心的依靠神，神啊，保守我们十分的平安。
And here it says, because we trust in him, he will give us peace.
箴言告诉我们说，不要依靠自己的聪明。
And in Proverbs told us, do not rely on our own understanding.
他的意思就是不要靠自己的聪明啊，来代替这个神。
And we should not use our own understanding to replace replace the understanding of God.
不是，不要用我们的自己的聪明啊，来让我们不依靠神。
And do not rely on our own understanding, so we don't rely on God.
那神是给我们聪明做什么？
Then what's the point of God giving us wisdom or understanding?
神是给我们的聪明，是让我们来帮助人，来服侍人。
And our understanding and wisdom and knowledge is for us to serve the people better.
让整个团体啊，能够更加的啊，大家更加的和谐，更加的平安。
And if we use it correctly, we can make the whole group of people more harmonious and more peaceful.
当我们遇到事情的时候，我们真的常常会用自己的聪明来保护自己。
And whenever we encounter crisis, we will use our own understanding to protect ourselves.
虽然我们没有说，但是我们所做的常常是在等于说我没有看到神。
Even though we do not say out loud, but our action testify that we don't care about God's commandments.
我们是在说我们没有看到神。
Oh, we don't see God.
我们请看列王记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章十六节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 16. So he answered,Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
17节
Verse 17, And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eye that he may see. Then the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha.
所以我们也要求神打开我们的眼界。
And we ask God to open our eyes.
让我们能够用信心的眼睛来看到神的同在，神的带领。
And through the eye of faith, we can see God's guidance and God's power.
我们就能够专心的来依靠神。
And we can truly rely on Him.
我们就不会犯了用自己的聪明来取代神。
And we will not make the mistake of using our understanding to replace God's importance.
那我们前面有说到亚伯拉罕从法老那里得到财富。却也给家庭带来了这个争闹。
And early on, we mentioned that even though Abraham received a lot of wealth from the Pharaoh, but it also bring disunity within the family.
这个法老给亚伯拉罕的财富里头还包括了仆婢。
And servants and maidservants were included in the gift that Pharaoh gave to Abraham.
那结果这个撒来啊，他就建立这个亚伯拉罕娶这个夏甲来为妾。
And later on, Sarai suggested Abraham to take Hagar as a concubine.
那所以亚伯拉罕也决定说照这样做。
And Abraham also decided to do so.
他顺从人的意思来娶了妾。
And he married he take her as concubine according to man's will.
那原因是啊，因为撒来一直没有给亚伯拉罕生孩子。
The reason was that Sarah was not able to bear a son for Abraham.
那我们知道结果就是带来家庭的纷争，家庭的问题。
And the end result was, there was dissension among the family.
啊，那也演变到以后啊，历史上这个民族国家之间的这种仇恨问题。
And it eventually lead to, in the future or today, there's war and conflict between ethnic groups.
啊，所以可能是一个小小的决定。
It may be a small decision in the eye of Abraham.
但是他经过了时间，经过了年代，他可以变成一个很大的影响。
However, through time, effect may multiply and become really great.
啊，真的，我们在很多事情上面，我们宁可谨慎一点。
So in many cases, let us be cautious.
啊，因为小小的决定，它可能会造成以后会造成很大的影很大的负面的影响。
Because a small mistake can become really negative in the future.
啊，所以在做决定虽然很困难啊，所以我们尤其要求神来帮助来带领。
So decision making is difficult. That's why we need to fully rely on God.
那这个结果啊，不但是造成家庭的问题，也延迟了神对亚伯拉罕的祝福。
And because of this small mistake, it affected Abraham's family and it delayed God's blessing for him.
请看创世纪十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 16.
十六章十六节。
Chapter 16, verse 16. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham.
17:1.
Verse 17, verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless.
啊，其实神在创世纪十二章就已经应许给亚伯拉罕这个子孙。
Back in Genesis chapter 12, God has already promised Abraham, his descendant will be like the sands of the sea.
啊，到了创世纪十五章啊，神再一次的啊来坚定他对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And in Genesis chapter 15, God reaffirmed this promise.
啊，那但是呢？神所应许给亚伯拉罕的后裔呢，是一直到亚伯拉罕一百岁，他才得到。
But, God's promise only came true when Abraham was 100 years old.
好，那其中有很大有一段很长的时间，其实是亚伯拉罕自己来单言了神的这个祝福。
And for a long time, Abraham delayed this blessing himself.
哦，这个十六章跟十七章啊，这个一节之差啊，那在时间上是差了13年。
From the transition between chapter 16 and chapter 17, there's actually a 13-year difference.
那所以在这十三年当中，就完全没有提到亚伯拉罕的事情。
And within these 13 years, there's no mentioning of Abraham.
啊，所以他的这个信仰呢是暗淡空白的一段时期。
So it's kind of like a void or a blank period of time in terms of faith in Abraham's life.
那亚伯拉罕他听从撒来的啊，撒来给他的意见。
Abraham listened to Sarai's advice.
啊，我们当然要常常很谦卑的啊，来采纳别人的意见。
Of course, we should always humbly accept and listen to other people's advice.
啊，但是有一个原则。我们要把握住。
But we must hold on to this principle.
请看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章十九节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 19. Verse 19. But Peter and John answered and said to them, Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge.
在这里，彼得他给我们一个很重要的原则。
Here Peter presented us with a very good principle.
他说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理， 你们自己酌量吧。
And he asked the people, is it more reasonable to listen to you and not listen to God? You judge.
我们要听从神，而不是只是听从人。
We must listen to God and not just men.
我们要衡量一下，这两者当中有没有冲突。
And we must judge whether or not there's conflict between the two.
这当中如果有冲突，我们当然是要听从神。
And if there is conflict or contradictions, we must listen to God.
当大卫周围的人对大卫说，这是一个好机会，把扫罗杀了。
When David's men were telling him that this is a good chance, you must kill Saul.
这个大卫说，扫罗是神的受膏者，我不能动手。
And David said, Saul was the anointed one, I must not kill him.
这些人是冒着生命来跟随大卫。
David's men risked their life following him.
他们的建议，大卫应该是要很考虑的。
And their advice, David should really listen to.
但是大卫他想到，不但看到人的意见，他也想到神。
But David not only taking consideration of man's advice, but also God's will.
雅各的妈妈利百加跟他讲说，用欺骗的去欺骗你的爸爸。
And Jacob's mother Rebecca told him to deceive his father.
这雅各的良心告诉他，在神的面前这样子是不对的。
Jacob's conscience may rebuke him that this is not right.
但是雅各他听从了人。
But eventually Jacob listened to men.
所以容易去听从人，这其实也是我们人性的一个弱点。
And we follow other people's advice or to please others, it may be our weakness.
对年轻的人来讲，不要说讲到神就说讲到自己的父母亲或者是身边重要的人，我们就会犯这个错误。
And to the young people, it may be our parents or our friends, we may make this mistake already.
我们大家也都曾经是年轻过。
We were once young.
我们想想看，我们年轻的时候是不是也常常犯了这样的错误
？Let us think about it. When we were young, do we often make this mistake?
我们很容易的采纳了跟我们并不是很熟的人的意见。
We may even listen to the advice from the strangers.
有时候只是认识没有多久，就觉得大家谈得很投机，就对人家的话什么话都信了。
And even though we may not know them for very long, we believe everything they say.
我们常常听朋友的话而来否定父母亲的话。
And we may listen to friends and reject our parents' advice.
甚至我们从电视、从网络上面得来的信息，我们来否认我们的父母亲或者这些爱我们的人的这个忠告。
And for the information we receive from the media, we may use that as to reject the advice from the loved ones.
我们也很容易从学校里头所学的呢，我们就来否认这些爱我们的人或者我们的父母亲。
And from the information we learn from school, we may use it to reject the loved ones or family members.
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章十三节。
John chapter 1, verse 13. Verse 13. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God.
这里提到这个不是从血气，不是从情意，不是从人意生的。
Here mentioned that Christ was born not because of the blood or flesh of men.
我们凭着血气来做事情不能够成就神的旨意，不能得神的喜悦。
If we use our own flesh and our own will to do things, it cannot complete the will of God.
我们凭着人意来做事情，也一样不能够得到神的喜悦。
And if we do things according to human will or logic, it may not please God.
所以我们要把这个血气、情欲、人意，从我们的决定跟侍奉里头把它去除掉。
And we must eliminate these fleshly desire or from our decision making.
所以在圣经里头，最后神允许 亚伯拉罕把这个夏甲跟以实玛利赶出去。
And eventually, Abraham had to cast out Ishmael and Hagar.
哦，这是给我们今天一个很大的提醒。
And this is a great warning to us.
啊，因为我们很容易凭着血气来做决定。
We may make decision on impulse.
哦，我们很容易凭着情欲来做决定。
We may make decision based on our emotions.
我们很容易凭着人的意思来做决定。
We may make decisions by to please others.
哦，所以保罗说，在圣经上说，把这个使女跟以实玛利赶出去。
So in the Bible, Abraham cast out the servant girl Hagar and her son.
我们一起唱诗180首。
And let's all sing together 180.